Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Is that? Oh, I don't know. His rants and ravings from the highest honor this country has to offer. Now just remind me of the opening of Robert Smigel's TV Funhouse on SNL. And I just hear the bloated orange crybaby in Lauren's voice saying, "Come back here with my White House." But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please welcome back Caroline Catter. Poop party of five. What did you bake for Thanksgiving this year?
A party of five?
Well,
I think that's correct. For Thanksgiving this year, I was going to go home, but then I didn't. So in a way, I am a hero.
Yep.
And I usually cook all the Thanksgiving for my family. And so I'll just divide it by half and that'll be enough for me.
Yeah.
But it was too much. If anybody wants, so at this point now, pretty old food, let me know.
Yep. Yep. That sounds about right. And you are an American hero, and thank you for being here. Hey, it's James Heaney. Johnny Jim, what sport did you excel at as a youth?
I was really good at running. So I was good at soccer, football, anything that required running because I was extremely fast. But I didn't like it. I hated sports. I hated running.
But you hated running even though you were super fast?
I didn't. There was no enjoyment to it. It was so awful. I hated it. In fact,
What about football though? When you were running fast and people would hit you?
Well, I didn't like getting hit either. I just like to hang out. I don't need to be super aggressive.
Yeah, and also you probably got tired of people yelling, "Where's the fire?" Well, thank you for being here. Look out! It's Craig Kukowski. Cacao. Was there a senior prank the year you graduated high school, and were you involved if there was?
Probably, and no. I'm a good boy.
I hate
pranks. I don't like prank shows.
Yeah.
I've been asked over the years to audition for prank shows many times, and I always turn it down.
Right.
That's where I draw the line. And if I'm going to get pranked on this episode, I'm going to be fucking pissed. So,
Well, now you've given us no choice, and thank you for being. Hey, okay. There's a Tool Sing.
Hello.
Captain Lee's boy. Thoughts on the latest episode of Below Deck, please.
I'm having a good time. I really am. People are doing their work. There's a young guy who seems a little bit like he's like a Zen kind of guy, and I kind of want to see where he goes. The interior is having some issues, and I'm concerned about it. I'm liking it. I know people are hating on it, but I like it.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. Although the quote-unquote Zen guy is a little too much of a millennial for me.
Oh, he's a perfectionist, as he says, which I think is
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is a perfectionist, and everything, including doing nothing, needs to be perfect. And last but no more cornhole, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer.
Hey, how's it going?
Bottom because he's got him. Explain why Tom Selleck is insisting I fall for a reverse mortgage.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Selleck is a snake oil salesman. All
right?
You don't listen to that guy. He's been over to my house so many times trying to sell me knives, trying to sell me these these heated socks. And I keep on telling him.
Heated socks to buy?
No, socks like you put on your feet. But they got a cord and you got to plug them in.
Oh,
and
you got to plug them in.
And I'm like, how is this helpful? How is this? I'm going to get like, you know,
where are you going? Heat.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like walking around the house, I get that. But I got to be outside, man.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm an outdoorsman.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I'm hunting, I'm fishing, I'm building homes.
building homes. I didn't know you were building homes. I just knew you were hunting and fishing. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gather from your list or emails or from our Patreon VIPs. What's that? You'd like to become a patron supporter of the show? Well, fine. You too will then get exclusive content, including a video of what we're doing right now. Oh, yeah. I'm so exhausted of myself. Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene via old-timey email, please write to the podcast your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here.
Alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from patron VIP Conrad, who wrote, "Kevin and cast, I am a Patreon member and I tried submitting this suggestion there, but it wouldn't let me attach the photo that inspired my scene suggestion. My message is as follows. I love the show, and it's the only podcast I'm willing to actually fork over my hard-earned money to support. I've even grown to enjoy the Zoom aspect to the point that listening to older pre-COVID episodes sounds sort of weird. I have recommended it to numerous friends, and as of yet, none of them have gotten back to me about it.
That's kind of the norm. That's kind of the use.
I love the sincerity, which I take to mean they didn't like it and are hoping I never bring it up again. Oh, well, fuck them. Oh, it's a happy ending. Today's scene suggestion, once again inspired by Joseph. I think the bad connection is on your end, dude. My internet is solid. Greer.
Wow.
The scene suggestion, bad Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Okay, can guys, you see me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you Grandpa, hear me? Grandma, hello? Can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Look into the camera. It's on your computer.
Grandpa's, Grandpa, you have to look into hello. Into Tony, the frame.
Can you see, Tony, can you see you. Me or hear me?
Tony can see you. You have to look into the Tony. Camera.
Hello? What?
He can see you. You have to look into the camera.
I don't know how this
Why
is
do we have
on?
To try this family this Zoom every fucking month, Ellen?
You know, because I'm just going to, if this is not even working, then I'm just going to get something else. Because if it's not even on, then who gives a shit? I don't even give a shit about the goddamn
Somebody
kid.
Tell. I think
I don't
that
even give a
everyone
fuck
show your hands I think, right fucking now.
Let me tell you this. Tony is a...
Jim, you had your camera on.
Jim.
Who is this?
Jim, it's your grandma, your grandfather, and your son.
What the fuck is this? What are you doing on my computer? What? Oh yeah, my god,
we're
this
zooming.
Window wasn't open.
Nope.
I didn't accept a Zoom invite.
Okay.
Well,
that was just
it's
just working out.
Great to see your cum face. Thanks for sharing.
Oh my god, you guys.
No, I have to agree. Thank you for showing us your cum face. I, as a grandmother, I always wonder what it looks like. And
we'd never
now
have predicted.
I know.
Yeah. You never would have guessed.
This is so embarrassing.
Can you
see showed
me, or
me
no?
10 different faces. I would not have been able to pick the cum face.
Can you see this? And what's going on? What the hell
yeah,
is going on?
Yeah, we see you. David, we see you. Settle down. Now
can
you're frozen.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Fuck.
I can't hear what I'm saying.
It's just, hello?
Hello?
Why don't we use Discord?
Oh, I was recording the whole thing. I'm going to be able to look back. I got
wait,
it.
Could you? Could you,
I got it.
Could you delete that? You know right, what I was I doing this? Is I was
oh,
I was
shit. I forwarded to my whole work.
Oh,
I forwarded
God.
To my entire work. All oh, my God. Work has it. How the hell do I unforward this?
We'll take about an hour to put in your new internet line. And this is a nice house. Nice house. What is this? 333?
Yep. It's 333.
Oh, nice. Nice. Must be nice. Yeah, me myself, I got a 1-1, so
right.
I'm thinking about
so
moving in with my lady. So
you're but not yeah, wealthy. You're not wealthy at all, are you?
No. But we're gonna get you a new setup. It's gonna come with 40 GB down, 30 GB
I want,
up.
I want the best of everything, and please overcharge me.
Oh, don't
it's
worry.
The only way. It's
hey,
the only
I don't,
way to
I don't deal
feel
with
right.
The money. Hank's gonna come by. He'll deal with the money. I just. Lay down
right,
the
but if you put it in within an hour, I'll tip you cash, and now everybody wins.
Yeah, tip me cash. All right,
is what
somebody
I'm
wants,
saying.
Somebody wants the dirty channel. Somebody wants to.
Yeah, can you get me the dirty channel?
Somebody wants to enjoy their Zoom time, if you know what I mean.
I do. Can you get me all the photos of people's cum face on Zoom?
Yeah, you want that channel?
That's I mean, why else have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you got like a soda or something. It's kind of warm.
Yeah, what do you want? We got all the sodas.
All the sodas, like maybe like a tea, maybe like a lemon, like a sweetened tea with lemon, like a Pure Leaf or a Gold Peak.
Okay, so that's your idea of a soda?
So it's a beverage.
There we go. That's the key word.
Well, where I come from, soda is everything, you know. Soda is everything. You
come from Texas?
Yeah. You been to Texas?
Nope, just heard in the South they love to call everything a fucking soda. If you go to Atlanta, everything's a Coke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You want a 7-Up, it's a Coke.
Yeah. So you're the guy giving my dad Wi-Fi?
Yeah, this is my son, Ronald.
Hey, what's up, Ron?
Hey, you're the one giving my dad Wi-Fi?
Yeah, Ron, what's up? Give me, just pound it, man. Pound my fist.
Pound it, Ron. Ronald, pound his fist. Fine. Ronald, here's $100. Pound the man's fist.
Fine.
Yeah, that feels good, right? All right. But you know,
Wi-Fi's like cursed.
The Wi-Fi's cursed. I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to take that curse right off. You're going to be talking to people. You're going to be talking to interested parties all day long.
He plays video games with kids in other countries and thinks it's clever and cool.
What? He looks like a runner. You look like a runner, man. You run around all the time.
I hate running.
Okay. Yeah, he's super fast, but he won't run because it's boring.
I hate running. I want to stay inside. I want to sit down. I want to play with my hands.
All right.
You show him your hands. He's got giant fucking hands. Show him the hands.
Look at my hands.
Look at him.
Look at the size.
Looks like
of that.
One of the things at a football game you put over your hand made out of foam. That's his hand.
Honey, look. The neighbor's kid is lifting his hands up. Look, at the window. You can see them. They're huge.
What? Holy God.
They're breaking the roof.
All right, CFN executives. The Cumface Network has been a mainstay of cable for mainstay is what I meant to say. Freudian slip always, and I said mainstay.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Sorry, we'll just put the meeting on pause for
okay.
a second.
Are these, glazed donuts? Craig? Are these glazed donuts for everybody or no?
Craig, are you okay? I know there's a lot of stuff going on at home, and it just seems... You don't have to do the presentation for CFN today if you're not feeling up to it. I can't help but notice you fucked everything up.
No, it's fine. Look, like this virus has taken a toll on this entire country. You know, I'm an in-person person.
I know.
You know? I can't do it over Wi-Fi. I'm just so excited for the future of CFN.
I know, me too. We both have a passion for cum faces, and the fact that we've been named the heads of this thing is incredible.
I just want to branch out into original programming. You know, we've mostly just been rebroadcasting other people's cum faces for years.
Okay, you're right. Okay, you're right. It seems like you've got it. You've got a control. I'm fucking up. Oh my God.
You're not fucking up.
I am.
Roll sound. Okay.
Sound rolling.
Get a slate in there.
Slate. Clap.
Cum face, scene 12, take 4. And action.
Now you tell me again what the hell you mean by that. I'm the only one here offering up solutions.
You just came in my face.
God.
I thought that was... Can I get
reset.
A moist...
I'm gonna need more time. I can't just reset that quick.
Well, just use the mayonnaise like everyone else. I don't know why you.
Using the mayonnaise. I went to Juilliard.
Lenny, I appreciate the Juilliard, and thanks for telling us again that you attended it. But it should not be coming from your penis.
It shouldn't be coming from my pee-pee?
Don't mind us. We're the suits. You know, want to stay out of your hair.
You know, this is
part.
The problem. This is the corporate bullshit. I went into this to come on people's faces as an art, but now big money's involved. Big fucking money's involved, and I can't do this shit.
I just want to make it clear: we're not pornographic. We don't do pornography. We don't do live cum shots. We merely show people's cum faces.
That's right.
We've been doing this wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's wrong. You definitely have. That's why we hired a Juilliard-trained actor. We assumed it wouldn't be straight to porn. But it looks like, once again, that is what's happened on the set.
Went to Juilliard.
I know. I just said that as... Oh, Juilliard?
Yes.
Oh, Juilliard.
Wait, is that Juilliard?
Juilliard.
Yes, Juilliard.
Oh, shit.
Is she's like a private acting teacher?
No, kind of. She's like, she does porn stuff.
Oh, okay. So...
Hello, I'm Julie. Welcome to the backyard. Listen, we're going to start programs today. Everyone who's signed up, raise your hand. Let's do a real quick roll call. Lenny.
Yep.
Lenny. How do you say your last name, Lenny?
Ketchup.
Lenny Ketchup. So Lenny Ketchup is here. Carl. How do you say your last name, Carl?
Nerdspuff. Can I just ask really quick? I thought there was going to be fences in your backyard. It was going to be... I didn't
boundaries.
Realize it was open.
Carl, do you need boundaries?
Well, I do.
Just say yes. It feels good.
Yes, boundaries feel good.
Right?
Carl, wait up. Carl, hey. You left your notebook back there. I just want to say, man, you crushed that scene, man. Like, you just did so good. I love to work with you one-on-one and maybe just, like, really, like... break down like your mentality on this.
I don't know if my wife allows me to take these classes, but she really wants me to keep it outside the house. So I don't know.
You don't know
if
your wife allows you to take these classes. So
no, she allows me. She actually helps me. Oh. She kind of encourages me to take classes, but it's under the agreement that I don't take my work home with me. So I
wasn't asking you to go do anything at your house. I was just going to, you know what, dude?
Well, where are we going to work one-on-one?
Lenny? I don't know, man. Like getting a coffee or something.
Hey, get off my camera.
Oh, sorry.
That's scene one. That is scene one. Oh, I promised myself before the year ended we would finish a scene with Get Off My Camry. Thank you, Atul. Scene two comes to us from Benjamin, who wrote, Hi, Alchemy crew. I've sent all my emails to your name here at blahblahblah.com and never got a response. Thanks, Joey. My scene idea is this. Oprah is missing. Lots of love, Ben.
I don't know. God, I haven't seen her. I mean, she was supposed to be here at noon today. No one has seen her. So
I'm sorry. I have a VIP pass. I'm supposed to be able to go back and meet Oprah.
What is your name?
My name is Tammy Krochenoshberber.
Right. How do you spell the last part?
Krochenoshberber.
It's okay. Is that with a K?
C R O N S H E N B E R G U R N B E R G E N.
Okay.
So it's spelled Christian
Bergen. Do you have a photo ID?
Do you have a photo ID? Yes, I do. Right here.
Oh, look at that. That's how you spell your ridiculous name.
I just spelled it.
No one was listening. So
then why did you ask? What is going on?
Cross checking it.
Here's your ID badge. You'll be working with Oprah today. Your first task is to find her because she's late.
What are you talking about working? This is a VIP pass to see her and then watch her show.
No, you're being put to work. We need to find Oprah and you can help us.
You're not breaking it very easily. A VIP pass, if you're a very important person, you're working on Oprah's show.
That's right. That and you're going to get a VIP gift. Look under your chair. There's a Chevrolet. It's going to all be great. So help us find Chevrolet Oprah guaranteed. So we can do the show. How about that?
Okay, wait. So she's missing?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. What happened? Is she okay?
It's an emergency.
Tuesday. She's missing. Relax.
What do you mean it's not an emergency? She's missing.
Every week. Where's Oprah? It's how she stays relevant. Nobody knows where to find her.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. Oh my God! I'm freaking out. Oprah.
Excuse me. Is this going to be one of Oprah's favorite things episodes? I mean, is there going to be stuff under our seats?
Yes, every episode now is her favorite things.
All right. Good. Good.
Take your seats, please.
Oh, you didn't even check his ID or anything.
Hey, man, Oprah is missing.
Excuse me, sir. Don't tell people that. Seriously, you're a VIP.
Sir, I'm a woman.
Look, right. I am a retired detective. I just retired. I don't see
gender.
Yesterday.
Oh, Lieutenant, excuse me. Did you want to help us?
Oprah is missing. Oprah is gone.
How do you know my rank? How do you know my rank?
I watched Columbo. So listen, Lieutenant, you'll help us find Oprah?
Sure.
Do you need a picture or something? Do you know what you're looking for?
I'd like a picture. Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Here she is on the cover of her own magazine.
Yeah, hand me that wrench. Look, man, I don't know anything about it, all right? Last time I saw her, she came in here. She had a Rolls Royce. Thank you. I got under the hood. I fixed some tubes, and it was good, all right?
Wrench?
You already gave me a wrench.
So I didn't know which one you wanted. I'm giving you, we have 10 different wrenches.
Well, the first one you gave me was the right one, all right? You made the right call. Your instincts are correct.
Okay.
So you service high-end automobiles.
High-end automobiles, high-end helicopters. You put it in water, it floats, I'll fix it. Not a big deal.
Wrench.
You already gave me the wrench.
And when he says order up, what does that mean exactly?
He's making hamburgers in the back of the automobile
There's hamburgers,
shop.
All right? Gotcha. People get hungry while they wait, all right?
Excuse me, I didn't ask the lieutenant, do you want a wrench?
What the fuck you mean asking?
I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sure it's free?
No, it's not free. We pay for those wrenches.
I don't know what to say. I was on a jog by myself. I don't have an alibi.
Okay. But you were jogging right here down Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan is where I jog. Right where the tourists are.
Well, you jogged right by Oprah Winfrey's apartment.
So what?
Where she lives with Stedman.
Yeah. Hey, where's your badge anyway? Let me see this.
I'm retired.
Damn it, you're above the law then, huh?
Yeah, I'm a VIP audience member at Oprah.
VIP, hey. Oh, wow.
I'm obligated to help out with the case.
Yeah, well, you don't have any rights here. I'm gonna go, but I'm telling you, I didn't have anything to do with it. Oh, this blood, this cut on my arm, it's nothing. It's from a jug. Okay.
Look, pal, I didn't even stop you. You came up and started talking to me about not killing Oprah.
Sure, I got a gun, but it's not registered.
Now, look, man, I can get you some files, right? But that's the last thing I can do, okay? And consider this my debt paid, all right? Look, I think about you saving my ass 20 years ago when we took down the Giuliani crime family, all right? Now, my debt to you is done. Do you get that?
I owe you one, Marty. I owe you.
Damn right you owe me one, you son of a bitch. You lucky asshole gets to be retired. Now I'm out there on the front lines getting shot and stabbed. Man, I got 416 days to my retirement.
You've been counting it down for 10 years now. It's not necessary. Just wait till you get into the final year.
I'm in the final year, almost 400, you know, some day. Look, the point is this, man, all right? Every single day I think about what you did for me, and I want you to know that we're done. We're squared even. Do you hear?
Okay, I get it. I get it. Let me.
And so, guerrilla rebels in Grand Mara were held back at the border. Now we're turning over to our continuing story of Giuliani crime family. And let's take it to the streets to see what our man down there has to say. Take it away, Roger.
Hi, thank you. Once again, we're back on the screen. We have a lot of people walking behind me, so I'm sorry I'm a little distracted. I asked the news crew to...
Get the fuck out of the way!
Oh, hey, there's a shoot. There's news going on. So again,
did he shoot? Well, he got a gun! No, I don't have a gun!
I'm a reporter! I'm a reporter, and I'm here live on the news. So as you can see, we've got a lot of activity behind me because the cameraman forgot to block it off. But once again, we're covering the biggest crime family. Fuck.
I mean, I'm sorry, CFN. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I appreciate you all pivoting into some kind of news network. I think that was Dan Rather. I'm not sure. It looked like an animatronic.
It was an animatronic Tom Brokaw was what it was.
Tom Brokaw, whatever. Look, it was horrible. Roger, whoever you had in the field, doesn't know how to speak correctly, was definitely rattled by people being outside. Look, he
was
nervous.
It was his first big gig.
Sorry, should I not be in this meeting? I'm embarrassed that you guys are talking about me when I'm right here.
No, Roger, it's fine. I honestly forgot you were there. Look, I'm going to have to cut funding. That's just it. Oprah doesn't want to pay for this anymore.
Look, we don't just do cum faces anymore. Like, we're doing a little bit of everything now.
I understand, but O Network's not going to eat this.
Did
all right?
You say Oprah doesn't want to pay for it anymore?
Who's that old man?
Did you say
he blended?
I've been running this CFN for a long time. All right.
Okay. Look, Mr. Giuliani, you know, I know
Giuliani.
Giuliani?
Giuliani.
How do you say it?
Giuliani.
How's that spelled? Is that with a K?
Giuliani. Family. Yeah, Giuliani.
What the hell is family. On the goddamn animatronics on a loop?
Giuliani.
Just unplug it. Somebody unplug it.
Okay. He needs to be charged. Okay. You got to charge him up.
What the hell is this? You made it anatomically correct? Why? You just see it from the bust up.
We can't get the real Tom Brokaw, and we have no idea what his dick looks like, okay? So
right. I've got to check some alterations.
So you put a hand
million
there?
Dollars.
You put a hand?
That's all me.
Mr. Giuliani, I know that you're cleaning your dirty money through our network, but we're an actual network now. We're making shows, original shows.
If you're a real network, Roger would have used his cum face when doing the news. This check for $1 million is for the first person to bring me Oprah Winfrey's head.
What the fuck? Oh, this is an open hit? What are you doing? Is a contract on Oprah?
If she's not going to fund us, then we need to get rid of her.
Oh, you don't understand. There's a whole board of directors. I mean, she's just the name and face of the network. She doesn't have, like, the ultimate say-so.
$1 million? That's it? I mean, she's worth, like, $500 million or $1 billion. I just feel like it should be more.
Look, I mean, you're going to take this contract or not, because if you stop, if you don't get work soon, you're out, all right?
Elizabeth, I'm done. You're my agent. Give me better gigs. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. This is a big step. You contract kill a celebrity. Guess what? Other celebrities know about you. Guess what? Hollywood comes to knock in. They do a biopic on you. It's so facto. You get a deal. You get a pillow deal. Come on. I'm telling you right now, this is huge. You have to do it. Just think about it.
I mean, you're going to still take your 15%, right? So, like, after taxes and stuff.
Well, I mean, it's $1 million. I'm going to take 25. You know,
25. Like, I mean, I'm clearing maybe $34,000. You know, is that really worth it? Like, no job.
For you, yes. For you, yes. I mean, you need the money. You need the money, honey.
I'm a Julie Fard trained assassin. And then you just wanted me to come in here and just take any job. And it just doesn't make sense to me.
What's the last job you did, huh? What's the last hit you made?
You should know. You're my agent. It's right there on my resume.
Okay, well, let me find it. They just put papers. So many papers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd all just take your seats, let's get this started. Welcome to the Julia Fard Assassin Training. I'm your instructor for this first go-around. I'm a retired assassin from the field of the Marine Corps, and let's start off with some questions. You're bound to have plenty.
We gotta start off with questions.
You with the beanie hat, yeah.
Me with the beanie, or the guy with the green beanie?
No, you with the beanie. The guy next to you.
Me? I didn't have my hand up. I can ask a question.
Sure. Somebody ask a question.
Sure. What is your favorite day of the week? I don't know.
That's a new one. I like that question. I'm going to go with Friday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the wrong places. Improv next door?
Yep. Right next door.
Okay. Are you going to have to kill me for even listening to this much of the class?
That's hilarious. Is that part of that improv stuff right there?
I don't know. It's my first day.
Okay. Hey, got your back. Head next door.
Oh, hey, Jen. She shot me in the back.
Hey, Jen. Sorry, I just want to catch up. You left your knife back there. Just want to say, like, really good class.
Asked one question, and it was fucking stupid.
Yeah, but it was, like so thoughtful. Anyway, like, I love to work on, oh, my God. Just
are you okay? That was, like, you had to walk, like, 5 feet. It was such a short amount of space. Are you okay?
I'm not a walker. I don't like walking.
Is that why you just kind of like, is this your hoverboard?
Yeah,
hey, I can't really get on Camry.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that. Anyway, I don't know if you want to get together and just start like killing some animals
Why would I want to do that? Are you just asking me that because I'm the only woman in class?
No.
How did you get? I'm sorry. You're making me really uncomfortable. Can you? And you're. Oh my God! You're bleeding. Are you okay?
I must stab myself with your knife. Oh
hey,
man!
Babe, how was the class? Who's this
asshole?
Sorry, this is this guy who followed me. I knew I shouldn't have taken a class that was right fucking next door to where we live. Now
who's
he knows
this piece
where
of
I live.
Shit, huh?
This guy followed
who's this
you?
Piece of fucking shit, huh? I'm a fucking hitman, man.
It's my dad. I live with my dad.
What the?
All three of you, get off my Camry.
Excuse me, folks. I'm going around just asking some people. Have you seen this woman?
Oprah?
Yeah, I see her every day.
I watch her show, not religiously, but
this is maybe not the best picture. Let me, this one.
Oprah. Yeah, we know who that is.
It's Oprah from the 80s.
Have you seen her? She's been missing.
On TV, no. Yeah.
Nope.
I know that.
Okay.
hey, we're just a dry cleaner. We're not a front for the Jambalani crime family, all right?
Okay, then why do you have a headshot of Oprah Winfrey?
That's not even my gun.
I didn't even ask you about your gun.
That photo was given to us by another detective looking for her. Yeah.
Okay. Look, I was just walking down the street. You waved me into your store.
just wanted to make sure the record was clean, you know?
Okay. Can you get blood stains?
Thanks for coming
up
into our dry cleaning place, Detective. What's going on?
Oh. Well, Mr. John Biani.
Yeah, what brings you here? Look, we've got a nice picture. We call this our O face here.
Grandpa, your wheelchair wheels have blood on them.
No, that's jelly. Oh. It's just jelly.
Well, you said you weren't affiliated with the John Biani family, and you just called him Grandpa.
Bling, bling. Yeah, hi. I'm here to pick up my dry cleaning.
Yeah. Do you have your ticket?
I do. Here you go. All right. Oh, my God. Is that old man John Biani?
Oh, yes, I.
Nice to see you up and about. Is that jelly on your wheel?
Yes, it's a strawberry, raspberry, cherry.
Oh, it looks jelly. Delicious. Let me just grab a taste.
Oh, don't.
Wait a minute, pal. You were the stage manager at Oprah's show.
I got to get out of here.
See ya.
All right, here's your three-piece suit. If we couldn't get the blood off, where'd he go?
Now, this is the last time I'm doing a favor for you, all right? I got those wiretaps on all the businesses in Chicago, all right?
Marty.
Every single business in Chicago's got a wiretap on it, and I am done. I don't know you shit
anymore. This
is the
last time I call it a favor, Marty.
What even?
Hey, Marty, come into my office. I got some bad news for you. I know that we said that you were going to be able to retire in 410 days, and it looks like we've had some new assignments and people left
every
the force.
Every day that passes that gets me closer to my retirement. I can feel a pep in my step. I want to contact all my relatives. I've been even looking at different Wi-Fi and different kind of technology.
Okay, well, I need you to work here for 10 more years, Marty. You need to work for 10 more years.
What the hell is this? 10 more years.
10 more years, you have to.
What do you mean 10 more years?
I mean what I say. That's about, if I'm doing the math correctly, and I know I am because I'm a bit of a genius, it's about 50,000 more days.
What the fuck? 50,000 more days? No. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I can't be a cop for that long. I have to go. I want to see my family.
You can do all of those things. You can look for Wi-Fi. You can see your family. You can talk to your relatives. What do you think being a cop is, Marty?
Being a cop is a 9-to-5. It's a hard hat job. You understand what I mean?
Okay, thank you for doing the off-the-clock plumbing. That's very helpful. But it is a 9-to-5 job, as you described, and that means that before 9 and after 5, you can see your family.
But I'm tired when I go home from work. I'm tired.
Okay, then.
I'm live outside of the dry cleaners, Teddy's Dry Cleaners, which has been a scene of a very bad. I'm here on the screen. I mean, street right now, and I'm here reporting. Face Network.
Yeri, if you could tell us what you see down there, that would be helpful to everyone.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to, and so I'm not looking in the direction of the. The dry cleaner, because that's behind me. So, like, and I'm looking forward. So, what I see is like a street busy with cars and stuff. But behind me, what happened was like this. Apparently, this detective went inside, and then this other guy went inside, and then he ran off, but he left his bloody clothes. And so, but then they're trying to figure out.
Sorry. Are you in line for dry cleaning? Because I've been waiting behind you, and I just realized now you might not be part of the line.
No. Is there an actual story you can share at this time?
Dan Rather's, talking to me in my ear.
What?
I have a. I'm not in line though, but that's funny that you would think.
It's
that
not funny. I've been waiting here for like 2 hours because I thought that you were in line. So excuse me, I had to pick up my dry cleaning for my dead son.
A good,
and that's our sizzle reel. And then it's just going to have the Chiron, the main stain of cable. After that, so what do you think, CFN executives?
Do you want some feedback? What are you looking for? Notes?
Sure.
Okay. The guy in front of the dry cleaner, I didn't understand that at all. He kept referring to what he was seeing as opposed to the camera. That was confusing. Otherwise, I give it a big thumbs up.
I think he wants to know if we're going to buy it.
Oh, right. Right.
Be able to pitch us the thing.
Well, listen, if you cut that guy in front of the dry cleaner, thank you, Sally. If you cut the guy
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, really, it's great to have you on the team.
I know. Sorry. Thanks for having me. I know, like, since we stopped officially having sex, you were like, it's, you know, whatever. But it's nice of you to, like, really treat me as an employee here. And I respect that. Thank you.
I'm getting a raise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Congrats. Thank you. So, lose the guy in front of the.
Does anyone want this last donut?
Someone take the donut, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
If everybody looks under their chairs, you get a donut. And you get a donut. And you get a donut.
And that's scene two. Donuts all around. Donuts Sally. All around. Scene three comes to us from patron VIP Conrad. Who wrote? Nope, we already talked to Conrad. Wyatt. There's Wyatt. Who wrote? Howdy diddly do, my fave comedy crew. I have two scene suggestions. Hopefully one is of some use. One, Santa versus Krampus. Two, day in the life of Hogwarts staff. Much love to you all. I feel like we did the latter at some point.
Yeah, it seems familiar.
We spent some time with Hogwarts something. Maybe it was just that. All right, well, use all
Krampus
you can.
Krampus or Krampus?
It's Krampus.
Krampus, good. That's
good.
What did you think
thank
I
God,
said?
Thank God.
I thought you said Krampus.
No, no.
I thought it was a play on Krampus.
I'm going to play on your Krampus in a second.
Uh-oh.
Santa versus Krampus, a day in the life of Hogwarts. Thank you, Wyatt.
And then excuse me. You got to stop talking.
That's what I do. Because no one can understand you.
I know. I wanted a truck. Uh-huh. And right.
Why don't you tell me what you want?
I want a truck.
Right.
And I want my daddy to come back home, not have to work so hard. I want my daddy to come home.
Did you lose your daddy again?
I lost him.
I tell you what, when you get up to the front of the line and you sit on Santa's lap, make sure you mention the part about the truck and don't mention the crap about your father not coming home.
Okay.
You mean you want the truck, right?
I want my dad.
Eh. But if you had to choose, gun to your head.
My dad.
Okay. Then don't mention the truck. Don't lead with the truck if all you really want is your dad.
I want the truck too.
Well, forget it.
Hey, kid, I can give you both.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no.
Or not. It was just an offer. It was purely just an offer. I need an adult to collect.
Krampus, look, I was totally open to having different, Christmas deities, wherever the fuck you things are, to come through and, have kids jump on your knee and whatever, but you're really freaking out the whole mall, so we're gonna have to let you go.
Okay. I mean that's I 100% understand.
Yeah, cool.
I kind of anticipated this to be a problem, and I think it just hurts for me. I turned down a lot of other gigs to be here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like Macy's wanted me.
Well, I gotta do my rounds, so I'm gonna have to get out of the office.
At the hospital?
Yeah. I have to go. I do Moonlight, or I guess, I don't know what the hell it's called here. I own the mall, but I'm also a doctor. I'm very wealthy. All right, so that's just kind of how I do things in this small town.
What do you want for me, please? Sit on my lap.
Okay, all right.
It's wet, but don't worry.
What is that? Is that jam?
No, it's piss.
Well, all right, you're bleeding when you urinate. That's a problem.
No doctor can fix it and still keep me alive, so I've chosen to live another day.
Well, let me try. Let me see what's going on in there.
Oh, yeah. You are a doctor.
I'm a doctor. Why don't you come out of the hospital? We'll figure this out.
Okay.
But let me get that wish in first. All right,
Okay, so get back on there.
All right.
Ow.
Are you all right? What happened?
Ow!
Oh, Krampus!
Hey, all right. When you, I'm not gonna just tell you for the last time, but like when you wrap the pretzels here, you gotta make sure they're tight. Otherwise, we're not selling them. Right? It'll look like some Wetzel pretzel crap. We're not doing that here. All right. This is Annie's shop.
Okay, I understand. I wrap the pretzels. Let me do it in front of you while you watch.
Yeah, yeah. Let me watch. Yeah. Twist it, twirl it, make it whirl it. Yeah.
Bling, bling, bling.
I'd like to order a dozen pretzels.
Hey, just get it right. This time there's no discount, all right? You're not a full-time employee here.
I'm Santa Claus. Oh, who's that behind the counter? Had to get a different job, huh?
Yeah, fuck you. You know who I am. What's your problem? Are you coming here just to gloat? Or do you really want...
I was ordering pretzels, and I want them tied nice and tight, Crampy.
It's Krampus. Only my friends call me Crampy, and you're not my friend, asshole.
Oh, did your manager hear that?
Yeah, hey, you know what?
Excuse me.
I'm supporting my employee. So you're coming here, starting trouble. Why don't you get out of here?
Ho, ho, ho. What time do you get off of work, Krampus?
5 minutes.
I'll fucking kick your ass. You versus me after work.
Ding, ding, ding. In the left corner over here, wearing in at a lovely 240 pounds. Wow, with a red suit on, the black belt, Santa Claus. In the right corner, we have weighing in at 242 pounds. Crampy, the Crampy Krampus.
Wow, some shit's going down the food court.
Hey, ref, this is your time. You got to do your speech.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I want a clean fight. No use of magic, though you are both magical beings. Let's keep everything in the spirit of Christmas or in the spirit of anti-Christmas. You know the rules. No hitting below the belt, though your belts are large. And action.
Ho, ho, ho. You're in big trouble, fucker.
I hope that the kids didn't hear you use that word.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Shink.
Ow! I'm gonna stick my fingers in your eyeballs.
Mommy, what's happening?
Hey, Greg, can I just get a word with you? Listen, just watch the tape back from the fight down at the mall that you refereed. And, well, listen, you know, we love your work, a big fan of all of your films. But now that you're a referee for fights down at the mall, calling out action is not the way we'd like to start the fight.
Okay. What would you recommend?
Sound of a bell.
Sound just, of a bell. I don't know if I can make that sound.
Well, let's try. Give me what you got. Perfect.
That's good enough?
That's okay. What we're looking for. That's better than action.
Okay. I know the action is associated. It got the job done. They knew what I meant.
Weirdly, they did. But I think they were humoring you. Whereas I, being a big fan of all of your films, I can't help.
What's your third favorite?
Steve, Come Down Now.
Really? Okay.
Yep. You didn't like your own work?
No, it's early, you know.
Yeah.
I get that it was influential, but yeah.
It was just very.
I've done better stuff since then.
What would you say is better?
Can I get 2 tickets to All the Hands Are Melting, please?
How old are you, kid?
Old enough to watch? Come on, man. Let me just go in.
No, it's rated R. And you're just here by yourself. Why do you need 2 tickets?
One for me and one for Santa.
Where are your parents? Your parents not here?
No, I always hope this time of year I can get a ticket for Santa. And then if you come to the movie with me, I can wish that my parents will come back to life.
Oh, sorry, man.
They were burned up in a marshmallow fire.
Wow. Wow, like making a big s'more or something?
Something like that.
Well, I still can't let you in. I hate to be a ballbuster on the rules, but they don't call this Jimmy's Matinee Movies for no reason.
What does that have to do with?
Well, that's the motto. Jimmy's Matinee Movies. We don't let you in unless you're out of age.
Come on, please. It's Christmas Day. Please, let me just get in.
Hey, kid, I can let you into the movies.
Jesus Christ. What the hell is that?
Is that a yes or no?
Oh, fuck. What is that?
Hey, if you go with Krampus, I'll give you two tickets. That's for sure. Krampus has got a lifetime free. He's got that movie pass for life.
Oh, I can get in for free if I go in with
Well, I give the tickets to Krampus, and then Krampus can take you in.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Sweet. Krampus, pound it, bud. Yeah. Sweet.
Nice. Thanks for the tickets. All right, kid, come with me. Sorry, here's your ticket. It's really hot.
Oh, it's all wet now.
Yeah, hot and wet.
Hey, sorry for freaking out you earlier. You got all those horns and...
Yeah, that was really mean.
Sorry. I shouldn't judge you like that. I have a mole on my eye.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm a freak, right? Like, I'm a fucking freak of nature. But the mole on your eye is absolutely disgusting. How do you blink with that thing? It's like on you, the white part of your eye.
Well, my eye, all the parts on my, you know, the blinky parts of my eye have kind of molded around it.
Yeah, I see that. That's disgusting. You ever like kissed anybody or been intimate?
No.
I bet it's because of the mole.
Do you guys want popcorn or anything, or otherwise you got to move into the theater?
Oh yeah, I'll do just a kernel.
Corn unpopped. There you go. On the house, Krampus. You know it.
Thank you.
Can I get some chocolate covered raisins, please?
We only give food to people with parents. All right, move it.
It does, and that is part of the jingle too. If you just waited a little longer, and they say all the disclosures on there.
Ah, dear Santa, I hope this year you'll be able to come down and watch a movie with me and I'll be able to make my wish.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Santa.
Oh, okay. Sit next to me. Sit next to me and hold my hand for the whole film.
What?
Hi, folks. I'm Greg Gagowski, the director of the film you're about to see. And I also work here at the mall as a fight referee. Just wanted to make a few brief announcements. All the Hands Are Melting is a hard R. If you do have, if you're a guardian or a parent with your kid here, just make sure to close their eyes, you know, during some of the crucial parts.
I have a question.
Yes, Krampus.
I'm with someone. I'd say I'm more of like a chaperone, but I don't think he could fully close his eyes for the scary parts due to a medical deformity on the right side.
Gotcha. Yeah, no obligation on your part, Krampus.
Okay, thank you.
Also, because it's Christmas, a lot of kids are leaving giant popcorn and giant Coke for Santa in hopes that he will come during the night and eat it. And that just attracts rats. So just don't leave that food
Christmas
on the ground.
Rats?
Yeah, Christmas rats, like from the Nutcracker, but no.
They're good luck.
Okay, it's already Christmas Day. If you wanted to leave the food, you would have done it on Christmas Eve. Anyway, enjoy. All the Hands Are Melting. I'm Greg Gagowski.
Greg, I'm sorry, but it looks like this rat bite, it's infected.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't
know. Well, what's going to happen? Am I going to lose the hand?
I mean, it looks like that part of your hand, if we don't act soon, is going to turn into a rat.
Okay. Are you telling me this is your capacity as a doctor or as the owner of the mall?
Well, both. Okay, as a doctor, obviously my concern is medical. And as the owner of the mall, my concern is financial.
Okay. I mean, don't hire another fight referee for the food court. Like, I'm the only guy who can do it.
Greg, look, we're going to do everything we can to save this hand, okay? All right. But look, if your hand turns into a rat, we'll find some... You don't understand.
Oh, forgive me for interrupting. Doctor, it's time to freshen up your IV drip. So,
thank you very much. Just plug it right back into the same hole.
You have a patient. How are you, sir?
Are you also getting treatment here, doctor?
I'm just getting a little high on my own supply, but that's just a me thing.
Enjoy.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what's in these clear bags?
I do.
I wasn't asking you.
Take care.
Okay. Do you know what's in these clear bags?
IV drip?
Yeah, but do you know what's in them? Come on, take a guess.
I don't know. It looks gelatinous.
Uh-huh. Take a guess. Come on. Seasonal. Come on. Hmm?
Eggnog. I don't know. Are you trying to get me to say cum? Like, I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Craig, what happened to your hand?
My name is Greg, first of all.
Of course. Let me take a look at the list. That's right, Greg. Your hand looks a little vermininous.
Yeah, I got bit by a rat. Now my hand is a rat.
Oh, did you go to the mall? The mall doctor? That was a mistake.
Is he not a legitimate doctor?
He's a mall doctor, Greg.
Well, I thought he just wore multiple hats.
No, he's not a real doctor. That's what's the difference. You can do, it's like a mall cop. Oh, I'm so sorry. Your hand's never probably going to be the same.
Look, I don't think that Krampus, I don't think you really beat Krampus in that fight, Santa. I feel like it was fixed.
No, it wasn't fixed. Look at my eyes. They're infected. I got pink eye. He dug my eyes.
You should see a doctor about that.
And that's our show for today. Santa with the pink eye. Oh, let's thank all of our guests in no particular order, starting with Caroline Cotter.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new apartment. I know you're super excited about the size and location.
That's right.
So let us know the address and we can send some flowers and some cake.
Good. Preferably as one.
Yeah. Flower cake. You betcha. Yeah,
I'll send my exact address out to ever. I'll just post it on the internet with my social.
Yeah. People look up your Instagram under the moniker Cotter Poop.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for joining us. It was great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Joey Greer.
Yes.
The fuck, man.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. BS Comedy every Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Twitch.tv/BS Comedy. Check it out.
Thank you for that. Atul Singh.
Atul Singh, thank you. My socials are all Atul Time, A-T-U-L-T-I-M-E. Come join me. We'll do some fun stuff.
What? Like what kind of
We'll engage. We'll have conversations.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. It sounded like butt stuff. I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, butt stuff. No.
No. Not on social. James Heaney.
Well, I'm going to double down on butt stuff. You can find it. You can engage in it on twitch.tv/BS comedy.
Butt stuff. I assume that's what you guys were talking about. Yeah. My mistake if I was wrong. Craig Gutkowski, thank you so much. Enjoying the hell out of the Thanksgiving episode.
Thanks so much. Yeah, Craigslist podcast. We're planning on doing the 12 days of Craigslist in December. So we're going to watch 12 holiday movies leading up to Christmas and put about 4 podcasts out about it. So Craigslist PCast on Twitter. Subscribe on all your favorite podcast apps.
Great to see you all. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Beam. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you how much we appreciate each and every damn one of you. Please keep sending those emails. Love to hear from you. Your name here at alchemythis.com. And hey, damn it, be kind to each other if you can, and wear a mask when you go outdoors. For a while still. And then Joey will come by with the vaccine and everything will be fine. Mm-hmm. Until then, and until next time,
Alchemy.